Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, Minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation. I am at the 12th Hour Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is March 22, 2017, or it's VHR 22, 2020. We'll start our second service today with a song that I've written entitled Bethlehem's Guiding Star. If I live one day on longer, my life would be stronger for the Yah and Him I believe. For He's my Creator, and there is none greater. My fears are completely relieved. He calms troubled waters, His voice is sheep follows. He gives you that peace of mind. As you climb the stairways, you're gaining momentum. You're leaving this world behind. Oh yes, He's my Savior. He's led me this far. For the light's growing brighter each day. For the manger of Bethlehem's guiding star will guide me all the way. So friends, take warning, for soon will be morning, the long night forever old. Our load will be lighter, and a pathway grows brighter, from here to that beautiful shore. For man in his wisdom is limited, enduring all that He tends. For the all makes the difference in all that we do. He put His Spirit in us. As I live one day longer, my faith grows stronger in the name that I've learned to trust. For in my endeavors, I strive in my labors, hear all the things that I must. Oh yes, He's my Savior, He's led me thus far, for the light's growing brighter each day. For the manger of Bethlehem's guiding star will guide me all the way.
Idolatry, part 17. Let's continue our study. Now we're going to go to the scriptures now. Exclusively, we're going to deal with the word idols, I-D-O-L-S. Occurs 102 times in 95 verses in the KJV. This should be very interesting. We need to learn all we can about idols. We find ourselves doing idolatry here on our computer and don't even realize that we're doing idolatry. Just slipped right into it. So, we got a lot to learn. Sister White says, don't go to the movies. When we were little, it was a sin to go to the movies. Adventists couldn't go to the movies. That was idolatry. And she said a lot of things not to do, which constituted idolatry. Now we got the television, the computers, and we're back to watching movies and anything we want to look at on the computer or on television. Folks, that's all idolatry. This is what Yahweh tell me to bring before the world. The whole Adventist world, but the whole world. I've got to bring this subject before the whole world. Teach them all about idolatry. Now, in the scripture for idols, Leviticus 19:4, it says, turn ye not unto idols, nor make unto yourselves molten gods. I am the Yahweh your Elohim. Leviticus 26:1, ye shall make you no idols, nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of the stone in your land. He bowed down and said, for I am the Yahweh your Elohim. That was in Leviticus 26:1. Now we're going to Leviticus 26:30. And I will destroy your high places and cut down your images and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you. Deuteronomy 29:17. And ye have seen their abominations and their idols, wood and stone, silver and gold, which were among them. That's Deuteronomy 29:17. 1 Samuel 31:9. They cut off his head and stripped off his armor and sent into the land of the Philistines round about to publish it in the house of their idols and among the people. 1 Kings 15:12. And he took away the sodomites out of the land and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. 1 Kings 21:26. And he did very abominably in the fallen idols, according to all things as did the Amorites, whom the Yahweh cast out before the children of Israel. For they served idols, wherefore the Yahweh has said unto them, you shall not do these things. That's in 2 Kings 17:12. 2 Kings 21:11. Because Manasseh, king of Judah, hath done these abominations and hath done wickedly above all that the Amorites did, which were before him, and hath made Judah also to sin with his idols. Verse 21. And he walked in all the way that his father walked in, and served the idols that his father served, and worshipped them. 2 Kings 23:24. Moreover, the workers with the familiar spirits and the wizards and the images and the idols and all the abominations that were spied in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem did Josiah put away, that he might perform the words of the law which were written in the book that Hilkiah the priest found in the house of the Yahweh. And 1 Chronicles 10:9, and when they had stripped him, they took his head and his armor and sent into the land of the Philistines round about to carry tidings unto their idols and unto the people. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Yahweh made the heavens. That's 1 Chronicles 16:26. 2 Chronicles 15:8. And when Asa heard these words, and the prophecy of the Oded, the prophet, he took course and put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin and out of the cities which he had taken from the Mount Ephraim. Okay, it says, and renewed the altar of the Yahweh, and that was before the porch of the Yahweh. And they left the house of the Yahweh, as their fathers, and served groves and idols, and wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem for this their trespass. 2 Chronicles 34:7. And when he had broken down the altars and the groves, and had beaten the graven images into powder, and cut down all the idols throughout all the land of Israel, he returned unto Jerusalem. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the heavens. That's in Psalms 96:5. 97:7. Confounded be all they that serve graven images. That boast himself of idols, worship him, all ye gods. Psalms 106:30-6. And they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Verse 38. And shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, and they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Psalms 115:4. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. Psalms 135:15. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. Isaiah 2:8. Their land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. Isaiah 2:18. And the idols he shall utterly abolish. Isaiah 2:20. In that day a man shall cast his idols of silver, his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats. Isaiah 10:10. As my hand has found their kingdoms of the idols, and whose graven images did excel them, of Jerusalem and of Samaria. Isaiah 10:11. Shall I not, as I have done unto Samaria and her idols, so do unto Jerusalem and her idols? Isaiah 19:1. The burden of Egypt, behold, the Yahweh rideth on a swift cloud and shall come into Egypt, and the idols of Egypt shall be moved at his presence, and the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst of it. And the spirit of Egypt shall fail in the midst thereof, and I will destroy the counsel thereof, and they shall seek unto the idols, and unto the charmers, and unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto the wizards. Isaiah 31:7. For in that day every man shall cast away his idols of silver, and his idols of gold, which your own hands have made unto you for a sin. Isaiah 45:16. They shall be ashamed and also confounded, all of them, they shall go to confusion together that are makers of idols. Isaiah 46:1. And boweth down Nebo.
Bel
boweth down. Nebo stupid. Their idols were upon the beast, and upon the cattle, your carriages were heavy loaden. They are a burden to the weary beast. Isaiah 57:5. Inflaming yourselves with idols under every green tree, and slaying the children in the valley under the cliffs of the rocks. Jeremiah 50:2. Declare ye among the nations, and publish, and set up a standard. Publish and conceal not. Say, Babylon is taken, Bel is confounded, Merodach is broken in pieces, her idols are confounded, her images are broken in pieces. Jeremiah 50:38. A drought is upon her waters, and they shall be dried up, for it is a land of the graven images, and they are mad upon their idols. And your altars shall be desolate, and your images shall be broken, and I will cast down your slain men before your idols. And I will lay the dead carcasses
of the children of Israel before their idols, and I will scatter your bones round about your altars. And all your dwelling places, now that's in Ezekiel 6:5 is got the reading, and Ezekiel 6:4, that's in Ezekiel 6:6. And all your dwelling places, the cities, shall be laid waste, and the high places shall be desolate, that your altars may be laid waste, and made desolate, and your idols may be broken and cease, and your images may be cut down, and your works may be abolished, and they that escape of you shall remember me among the nations. Shall they, whether they shall be carried captives, because I am broken with their whorish heart, which hath departed from me, and with their eyes, which go a whoring after their idols, and they shall loathe themselves for the evils which they have committed, and all their abominations. Then shall, Ezekiel 6:13, then shall you know, that I am the Yahweh, when their slain men shall be among their idols, round about their altars, upon every high hill, and in all the tops of the mountains, and under every green tree, and under every thick oak, the place where they did offer sweet savor unto all their idols. So I went in, okay, this is in Ezekiel 8:10. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping thing, and abominable beast, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall, round about. Ezekiel 14:3. Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart, and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Ezekiel 14:4. Therefore speak unto them and say unto them, thus saith Yahweh the Elohim, every man of the house of Israel that sitteth up his idols in his heart, and put the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to the prophet, I, the Yahweh, will remember him that cometh, according to the multitude of his idols. That's in Ezekiel 14:4. Ezekiel, verse 5. That I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are strange from me to their idols. See right there, the congregation, the whole congregation of Israel, the church, the temple, is completely separated and estranged from Yahweh because of their idols. So it's through their idols. Ezekiel 14:6. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Yahweh, Elohim, repent, and turn yourself from your idols, and turn away your face from all your abomination. Ezekiel 14:7. For every one of the house of Israel, or of the stranger that sojourneth in Israel, has separated himself from me, and setteth up his idols in his heart, and puffeth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, the Yahweh, will answer him by myself. Thus saith Yahweh, Elohim, because thy filthiness was poured out, and thy nakedness discovered, through thy whoredoms with thy lovers, and with all the idols of thy abominations, and by the blood of thy children which thou didst give unto them. And hath eaten upon the mountains, neither hath lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, and neither hath defiled his neighbor's wife, neither hath come near to a mistress woman. That's in Ezekiel 18:6. And I just read Ezekiel 16:36. Ezekiel 18:12. Hath oppressed the poor and needy, and hath spoiled by violence, hath not restored the pledge, and hath lifted up his eyes to the idols, hath committed abomination. Ezekiel 18:15. That hath not eaten upon the mountain, and neither hath lifted up his eyes unto the idols of the house of Israel, hath not defiled his neighbor's wife. Then said I unto them, cast your way. This is Ezekiel 20:7. Then said I unto them, cast your way, every man, the abominations of his eyes, and defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Yahweh, your Elohim. Verse 8, Ezekiel 20. But they rebelled against me, and would not hearken unto me. They did not every man cast away the abominations of their idols, neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. Ezekiel 20:16. Because they despised my judgment and walked not my statutes, but polluted my Sabbath, for their heart went after their idols. Ezekiel 20:18. But I said unto their children in the wilderness, walk ye not in the statutes of your father, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. Ezekiel 20:24. Because they had not executed my judgment, but had despised my statutes, and had polluted my Sabbath, and their eyes were after their father's idols. Ezekiel 20:31. And when you offer your gifts, when you make your sons to pass through the fire, you shall pollute yourself with all your idols, even unto this day, and shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel? As I live, saith Yahweh Elohim, I will not be inquired of by you. As for you, O house of Israel, thus saith the Yahweh Elohim, go ye, serve ye every one his idol. And hereafter also, if ye will not hearken unto me, but pollute ye my holy name, and no more with your idols and with your gifts and with your idols. That's Ezekiel 20:39, and I just read Ezekiel before that, 20:31, and Ezekiel 20:24. Ezekiel 22:3. Then say thou, thus saith Yahweh, the city sheds blood in the midst of it, that their time may come, and maketh idols against herself to defile herself. And Ezekiel 22:4. Thou art become guilty in thy blood, that thou hast shed, and hast defiled thyself and thine idols, which thou hast made, and thou hast caused thy days to draw near, and art come even unto thy years. Therefore have I made thee a reproach unto the heathen, and a mocking unto all countries. Thus she commanded her. Okay, that was in Ezekiel 22:4. This is Ezekiel 23:7. Then she committed her whoredom with them, and all them that were the chosen men of Assyria, with all on whom she doted, with all their idols, she defiled herself. Ezekiel 23:30. I will do these things unto thee, because thou hast gone a whoring after the heathen, and because thou art polluted with their idols. Ezekiel 23:37. That they have committed adultery, and blood is in their hands, and with their idols have they committed adultery, and have also caused their sons whom they have, who they bear unto me, to pass for them through the fire to devour them. That's in Ezekiel 23:37. And before that was Ezekiel 23:30. Alright, this is Ezekiel 23:39. For when they had slain their children unto their idols, then they came the same day unto my sanctuary to profane it, and lo, this have they done in the midst of mine house. Ezekiel 23:49. And they shall recompense your lewdness upon you, and you shall bear the sins of your idols, and you shall know that I am the Yahweh. Ezekiel 30:13. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, I will also destroy the idols, and will cause their images to cease out of Nop, and there shall be no more a prince of the land of Egypt. And I will put a fear in the land of Egypt. Wherefore say unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, ye eat with the blood, and ye lift up your eyes toward your idols, and ye shed blood, and shall ye possess the land? That's Ezekiel 33:25. Ezekiel 36:18. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land, and for their idols wherewith they had polluted it. Ezekiel 36:25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. Ezekiel 37:23. And neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgression. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places when they have sinned, and will cleanse them, so shall they be my people, and I will be their Elohim. Ezekiel 44:10. And the Levites that are gone away far from me, when Israel went astray, from me after their idols, they shall even bear their iniquity. Verse 12. Because they ministered unto them before their idols, and caused the house of Israel to fall into iniquity. Therefore have I lifted up my hand against him, says Yahweh Elohim, and they shall bear their iniquity. As in Ezekiel 44:12. Hosea 4:17. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. Hosea 8:4. They have set up kings, but not by me. They have made princes, and I knew it not, of their silver and their gold. I have they made them idols, and that they may be cut off. Hosea 13:2. And now they sin more and more, and have made them molten images of their silver and idols, according to their own understanding, all of it the work of the craftsmen. They say of them, let the man that sacrificed kiss the calves. Hosea 14:8. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. Micah 1:7. And all the graven images thereof shall be beaten to pieces, and all the house thereof shall be burned with the fire, and all the idols thereof will I lay desolate, for she getteth it of the heart of an harlot, and they shall return to the heart of an harlot. Habakkuk 2:18. What profiteth the graven image that the maker thereof hath graven it, the molten image and a teacher of life, that the maker of his work trusts therein to make dumb idols? Zechariah 10:2. For the idols have spoken vanity, and the diviners have seen a lie, and have told a false dream, they comfort in vain, therefore they went their way as a flock. They were troubled, because there was no shepherd. Zechariah 13:2. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith Yahshua of the host, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they shall no more be remembered. Also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. Acts 15:20. But that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols, and from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood. Acts 15:29. That ye abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which, if you keep yourself, you shall do well. Fare you well. Acts 21:25. And touching the Gentiles which believe, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, save only that they keep themselves from the things offered unto idols, and from blood, and from strangle, and from fornication. Romans 2:22. That thou sayest a man should not commit adultery. Dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? 1 Corinthians 8:1. Now as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge, and knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifies. 1 Corinthians 8:4. As concerning therefore the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other Elohim but one. 1 Corinthians 8:10. For if any man see of thee which hast knowledge, sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered unto idols? 1 Corinthians 10:19. What say I then? That the idol is anything? Which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? 1 Corinthians 10:28. But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that showed it, and for conscience sake, for the earth is the Yahweh's and the fullness thereof. 1 Corinthians 12:10. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. 2 Corinthians 6:16. And what agreement hath the temple of Yahweh with idols? For ye are the temple of the living Elohim. And as Elohim has said, I will dwell in them. And walk in them, and I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. 1 Thessalonians 1:9. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to the Elohim from idols to serve the living and true Elohim. 1 John 5:21. Little children, keep yourself from idols. Hallelujah. Revelation 2:14. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. Revelation 2:20. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman, Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things scattered unto idols. Revelation 9:20. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Okay, that's the end of our scripture reading with the word idols in it. 1 Corinthians 5, let's read the whole chapter. It says, it is reported to me that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. And you are puffed up, and have not rather mourned, that he that hath done this deed not be taken away from among you? For I verily, as absent in the body, but present in the spirit, have judged already as though I were present concerning him that hath done this deed. In the name of our Savior, Yeshua Messiah, when you are gathered together, and my spirit, with the power of our Savior, Yeshua the Messiah, to deliver such an one under Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Yeshua Messiah. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Yeshua, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. So Yeshua is our Passover. It's not the Jewish Passover anymore. After the cross, it's the Yeshua is our Passover. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote unto you in an epistle. He says, not to accompany with fornicators. Yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must you needs go out of the world. But now I have written unto you not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous or an idolater or a railer or a drunkard or an extortioner, with such an one do know not to eat. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within? 1 Corinthians 5:13, the last verse in that chapter. That them that are without Yahweh judges. Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person. Okay, now that's the end of that chapter. Let's go back and find another chapter. All right, now let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, were all baptized under Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was it. Yahshua. But with many of them Yahweh was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. 1 Corinthians 10:6. Now these things were our examples unto the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Now that was there at the Kadesh Barnea, when 14,000 of them lost their life in one day for apostatizing. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Yahshua, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for an example, and they were all written for our admonition, upon whom the end of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But Yahweh is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men. Judge ye of what I say. For the cup of the blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the brother Yahshua? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Yahshua? For we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Behold, Israel of the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What say I then, that the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice unto devils, and not to Yahweh. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Yahweh and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Yahweh's table and of the table of the devils. 1 Corinthians 10:22. Do we provoke the Yahweh to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Whatsoever is sold in the shambles, that eat asking no conscience, no question for conscience sake. For the earth is Yahweh's and the fullness thereof. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast, and ye be disposed to go, whatsoever is set before you eat, asking no question for conscience sake. But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that showed it, and for conscience sake, for the earth is Yahweh's, and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say, not thine own, but of the other. For why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? For if I by grace be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of, for that which I give thanks? Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to glory of Yahweh. Give not offense neither to the Jews nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of Yahweh, even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and read the whole chapter. Dare any of you having a matter against another go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world, and if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know you not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then you have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church and the congregation. I speak unto your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. A brother goeth to law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. Now therefore there is utterly a fault among you, because you go to law one with another. Why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourself to be defrauded? Nay, you do wrong and defraud and that your brethren. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. For thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of Yahshua Messiah, and by the Spirit of our Elohim. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. So that's talking about the civil laws of man. They're lawful by civil laws, we're not going to be... the saints should not be brought under the power of any of these civil laws that would violate his conscience. 1 Corinthians 6:13, meats for the belly and the belly for meat. But Yahweh shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Yahweh, and the Yahweh for the body. And Elohim hath both raised up the Yeshua and will also raise up us by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Yahshua? Shall I then take the members of Yahshua and make them the members of an harlot? Yahweh forbid. What, know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two saith he shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Yahweh is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of Yahweh, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price, therefore glorify Elohim in your body and in your spirit, which are Yahweh. Outside
Okay, let's finish with that chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's now go to Revelation chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from Yahweh out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of Yahweh is with men, and he will dwell with them, that they shall be his people, and Yahweh himself shall be with them and be their Elohim. And Yahweh shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. He said unto me, It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his Elohim, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the Spirit unto a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from the Yahweh, having the glory of Yahweh, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, pure as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talketh me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lies 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. But he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according unto the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto pure glass. And the foundation of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second was sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth a sardonyx, the sixth a sardis, the seventh a chrysolite, the eighth a beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysophrasus, the 11th a jenison, the 12th an amethyst, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it was transparent glass. I saw no temple therein, for the Yahweh Elohim Almighty, and the Lamb, Yahshua the Messiah, the Savior, the King of the Israel, or the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of Elohim did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there.
and it shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and it shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whosoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now we're going to close this study with the chapter of Revelation 22. And he showed me a pure river of life, clear as a crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. There shall be no more curse, but the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither the light of the sun, for the Yahweh Elohim giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true, and the Yahweh Elohim of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these sayings and heard them, and when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these sayings. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophet, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship Yahweh. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according unto as his work shall be. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Yahshua, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the waters of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, Yahweh shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Yahweh shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifies these things says, surely I come quickly. Amen. I mean, hallelujah. Even so come, Yahshua Messiah. For the grace of our Savior, Yahshua Messiah, be with you all. Amen. And there I said, Amen again. Now that Amen is the name of a pagan god, and I don't intend to use that, if at all possible. I'm going to use the word Hallelujah. Or call, when you say the grace of our Savior, Yahshua Messiah, be with you all, just say, Yahshua Messiah. Just say the name of Yahshua Messiah, because Amen is the name of a heathen deity, a pagan god. End of our study. We're going to close this service now with a song entitled, I Am Bound for the Promised Land. On Jordan's stormy banks I stand, and cast a wistful heart to Canaan's fair and happy land, where my possession nations lie. I am bound for the promised land, yes I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. For all those wide extended plains, shall has won the eternal day. There Joshua the sun forever reigns and scatters not a ray. I am bound for the promised land, yes I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. No chilling winds, no poisonous breath can reach the healthful shore. Sickness and sorrow, pain and death are felt and feared no more. Bound for the promised land, yes I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I'm bound for the promised land. When shall I reach the happy place and be forever blessed? When shall I see my Father's face and in His bosom rest? I am bound for the promised land, yes I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come back? Go with me, I am bound for the promised land.